This I believe. Mrs. William P. Lander is an active and energetic clubwoman. For 2 years, she was president of the Cleveland Federation of Women's Clubs, and later headed the Federation's Northeast Ohio District. At various times in her life, she has taught school, done library work, and managed a summer hotel. Here is Mrs. Lander's creed.
As a child, I remember asking my mother, in all seriousness, during one of those rare moments when innermost confidences can be exchanged, what would you rather I would be when I grow up? A missionary to Japan, a teacher, an artist, a musician, or just a plain common woman? Her earnest reply was, if you succeed in being a plain common woman, in the highest sense of the word, I shall be satisfied. First of all, I want you to be a good woman. I lay no claim to having reached that coveted status, and she did not live to pass judgment, but she left no doubt as to what she expected. As time went on, no special talents developed along the lines I had confidently assumed to be possible. Each day was filled with the demands of the moment, and the dreamed-of accomplishments slipped farther and farther into oblivion. But a substitute for the dreams was shaping up. An intense interest in other people, and a tremendous satisfaction in association with them. To work with people, to listen sympathetically to their points of view, their hopes, their aspirations, to weigh their arguments on controversial subjects, in short, to try to understand them, became a never-ending adventure. Much of my work has been with women, and I have found such good women everywhere, on the farms, in the villages, in the cities, in everyday jobs around the home, and in difficult jobs in highly competitive employment outside the home. If an occasional grasping, selfish, intolerant, self-seeking woman crosses my path, she only throws into sharp relief the women who quietly and reverently go about alleviating suffering and injustice wherever they find it, building homes and training children, encouraging their menfolk to worthwhile achievement, inspiring those about them to do their best, shouldering the burdens of others without complaint, and sacrificing time, strength, and their own comfort to help others in distress. Their beliefs, whatever their race or creed, are essentially the same as mine. Briefly, belief in God, in wholesome home and family life, in integrity in personal and business relations, in community responsibility, in our wonderful country, and in addition to all of these, belief in the brotherhood of man throughout the world. The chance remark of a near and dear friend when I was perhaps at the most impressionable age had a tremendous influence on my thinking in regard to women's potentialities. She herself inserted the word good, I'm sure, when she quoted the following, "Never underestimate the power of a good woman." That has been hammering at my consciousness ever since, until I believe that good women can and will develop the faith, the strength, and the courage so to train succeeding generations that they will acknowledge the brotherhood of man and realize that in cooperation and tolerance, based on the great fundamental truths of all religious concepts, lie our only hopes for a more stable world.
There are the beliefs of Mrs. William P. Lander of Cleveland, Ohio, a woman who is deeply confident of the goodness of her fellow humans.